today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. This is today's special and the topic is giving gifts in Islam.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
Today, Sunday, is the 13th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we choose chapter An-Naml, verse 34 to 35. Let's listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. قالت إن الملوك إذا دخلوا قرية أفسدوها وجعلوا أعزة أهلها أذلة وكذلك يفعلون.
She said, indeed kings, when they enter a city, they ruin it and render the honored of its people humbled, and thus do they do.
وَإِنِّي مُرْسِلَةٌ إِلَيْهِمْ بِهَدِيَّةٍ فَنَاظِرَةٌ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ الْمُرْسَلُونَ
But indeed, I will send to them a gift and see with what reply the messengers will return.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Kings are often interested in presents very much, and their weakness is found in this very point. They can be made submit by precious presents. The queen announced, if Solomon, Prophet Sulaiman, submit by these presents, it will know that he's a king and we will stand against him applying our power because we are powerful. But if he shows heedlessness to us and insists on his statements and suggestions, it makes it clear that he is the messenger of Allah and we must treat him wisely.
It's the greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah the greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah what can be said of Mustafa he was the wish of Musa or the news of Isa the prayer of Ibrahim What can be said of Mustafa? He was the wish of Musa. Or the news of Isa, the prayer of Ibrahim. It's the greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet. Summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah.
On the continuation of the previous episodes of today's special, we'll look at giving gifts in Islam. The Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, enjoined responding in kind of favors. As he said in an authentic narration, whoever does you a favor, respond in kind, and if you cannot find the means of doing so, then keep praying for him until you think that you have responded in kind. Whoever does you a favor means whoever treats you kindly in word or deed, or by gifting you. Responding kind means to treat him kindly, just as he has treated you kindly. If you cannot find the means of doing so, means if you do not have the money. Until you think that you have responded in kind means repeatedly. Supplicate for him until you think that you have rewarded him his due.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about various aspects of offering presents and gifts to friends in Islam. At the same time, we find that in the Holy Quran and in the Holy Quran, giving gifts is really appreciated in the Islamic practices. Giving gifts is really appreciated. However, when it comes to giving a gift to a person by way of bribing him or her, this is really abominable and really detestable, because this is a kind of bribe. This is an instance of bribery or usury. And at the same time, it makes the person feel very much, entitled to do whatever the person who has given him or her this kind of present, and in fact, a kind of bribe or a kind of usury, this person who receives this present is entitled to answer whatever the giver wants, in a positive and swift way. We find that in all communities, everybody believes that the human being is a rational and sensational creature. So we find that the best type of human relations take place and may be formed when both the intellect and the heart, that is, both the intellect and the feelings, are in a good proportion to one another. At the same time, this means that based on the characteristics of typical fine and perfect people, as can be seen in the cases of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in the cases of the infallible imams, we find that both rationality and feelings, both of them, were in a good proportion. It means that they acted based on a certain logic, and at the same time, they had some positive feelings and reactions to the cases where they've been made happy or delighted.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
On the continuation of today's special. Now, this is the title of this part. To remove ill feelings by giving gifts. Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his family, said, if you shake hands with each other, your dislike of one another will disappear. And if you give gifts to each other, malice will disappear. Giving gifts does not have to be for special occasions only. When given with a sincere heart, gift heals ill feeling and misunderstanding between the giver and the receiver. Gift is a great way to mend a relationship. Give gifts, for indeed gifts removes bad feeling from the chest, from the heart. Do not let a person look down upon the gifts given by his or her neighbor, even if it be a sheep shank.
The most valuable gift that everyone should learn to value today is that we should appreciate this life throughout our everyday. The most valuable gift that everyone should learn to value today is that we should appreciate this life throughout our everyday. The gift of life He granted us, how could we ever repay? Show gratitude to your Creator, and please do not delay.
Now in this part, we look at the best Islamic gifts idea for everyone. Islamic perfumes or etch, best present idea for him. Due to the presence of alcohol in the perfumes, Muslims avoid using it. They try to find some alternative with a soothing smell. Etchs are the best possible option that Muslims can use on their clothes. They are alcohol-free as well as provide a soothing aroma. Numerous kinds of etch are available in the market with different soothing smells, but the most popular one is rose etch. So if you want to give a gift to your Muslim fellow who he can use gracefully, then etchs are the best possible option for it, especially in ceremonies. They can be from the list of best Islamic gift idea.
Now, when we look at the religion of Islam, we see that from an Islamic perspective, generosity is something that is liked and something that is very important and encouraged. And in fact, it's associated with faith. When you believe in God, you will be more generous. When you are a better worshiper and more devout individual, then that will be more likely that you will be able to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a virtue some people struggle with. Some people, they can't be generous. Some people, they like to hoard the money their whole life, and then the moment they die, they leave all the money in their bank account. That's it. They haven't done anything good with it. The religion of Islam encourages us to give during our lifetime. It encourages us to be a giver. And it is highly recommended. It is said that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, there was a man who died, and he had a storage, a warehouse that had dates in it. So he had written in his will that I want 1/3 of everything that I own to be given in the way of Allah after my death. You could do that in your wasiyah and your will. 1/3, you could put it, you could do with it whatever you want. 2/3 will go to the children and the inheritors and those who receive the inheritance. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he went with the family and they were asking Rasulullah for help and dividing and everything. So once they divided everything, they found one piece of date in the corner of the room. One piece of date. They brought it to Rasulullah. They tell him, Ya Rasulullah, we found this as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he took that date and he tells them, if this man who passed away, if he had given this one date during his life, It is much better for him than if he had given it after his death.
Thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. We leave you in Allah's protection. And of course, don't forget to follow us on parstoday.com/en. Today's special. By the way, we continue this interesting topic that was giving gifts in Islam.